All right, listen, we're going to jump into this first dipper, regaining lost ground. Why is this important? So Trump has done some things that, well, Trump regularly does some things that people don't expect. I love the fact, too, that Trump has made it clear that he has not forgotten certain parts of the country which tend to vote blue. I mean, have you seen Kamala Harris come do a rally in Alabama? No. Has she been here? Certainly. She came down to the Selma March. Why? Because it was considered Democrat-friendly. It was a photo op. It was a kiss-the-ring moment. She had to be here to march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and talk about racism in Alabama. Which, by the way, we were the first state to begin eradicating racism. We are the cradle of the modern civil rights movement, as much as people don't want to remember that. That being said, Kamala's not coming down here and holding a rally. Why would that be? Because she's written us off. We're a red state. We're not going to give her the vote. She will not get electoral votes out of Alabama. So what's she doing? She is focusing on, which, by the way, is a typical strategy. She is focusing on the places where either A, she needs to catch the swing voters, or B, it's comfortable for the sound bites. What did Trump do? He went to Colorado, a blue state, to talk about the illegal immigrant activity in their state, and he's naming policies he's going to put in place because of what they're having to suffer in Colorado, and they loved him for it. And then what did he do over the weekend? He went to California. California? He went to California. Why? Because he went there to say, California is a jewel. We have not forgotten you, and we're going to restore this place to what it once was. And it resonated. Huge crowd turned out. Because, yes, there are actually going to wind up being conservatives out there in California. I was hoping to have one on the air today, but she's traveling today and couldn't make it in on the call. But we'll have her on again sometime soon. But you may recall a friend of mine, former state senator in California, Melissa Melendez. She and I met at a Club for Growth conference. And she's real clear about the fact that there's a lot of conservatives out there. There are. There are a lot of conservatives in California. They are overpowered by some of the more dynamically blue places like Los Angeles and San Francisco and Oakland. But nonetheless, they still exist. And Trump defied the odds and went there and held a massive rally. And I think what that clearly indicates is he has a more statesmanlike view of the United States. He's not just out there to get the assured votes. I mean, he's going to work in the places where he has to work. But he's making sure that people that are in and around the spots where it tends to stay blue, that they know that he's determined to be their president too. And that this is not a case of just simply writing them off because he can't get their vote. There's politicians, and then there's statesmen. Politicians go for the vote. Politicians go for the soundbite. Politicians go for the photo op. Statesmen go for what is best. Statesmen go for what is broader. Statesmen go for even the places where you would think that they wouldn't go because it's the right thing to do. I like that. I like that a lot. We're going to come back from this break and we'll talk about that in more detail. Number one, Triple Dipper, regaining lost ground. That's where we are and we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, listen, on this first dipper, regaining lost ground. So if you haven't seen it yet or seen the clips of it, so like, for instance, I pulled this piece off Fox News. Trump went to California. And like I said right before the break, a lot of people looked at that and went, what? That's not what campaigns are all about. You got to go where you can get the votes. Not necessarily. A statesman goes where there's people. And yeah, I get it. He's got work to do in the battleground states. He's going to shore up his base in the red states. But there's blue states that also have a ton of conservatives, and they love knowing that they're going to be thought of, cared for, not forgotten in the process. And I'll say this. I think that also galvanizes people in the battleground states. When you have people in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the battleground state, saying, I don't know. I mean, is Trump going to follow through? And then they look over and realize, he just went to California. There are going to be people in Pennsylvania that are encouraged by Trump having gone to California. I mean, think about California. And by the way, I lived there for a brief period of time in my youth. It's the land of Reagan. It's the Golden State. It is absolutely a gem. Anybody who spent any time there cannot deny it is a gorgeous, beautiful state with you know, a landscape and a weather pattern that is just amazing. But it is also being run into the ground by liberal policies. It has got the highest debt for any state. It's got the highest level of illegal immigration. It's got the highest amount of homeless population. It's got the highest taxes. It's just unbelievable. It's got the most incredible liberal policies. Trump went there, and a piece here on Fox News says, with Election Day closing in, former President Donald Trump took a surprising tour to ultra-blue California. They touched down in the Coachella Valley. It says, voters in the decidedly blue state came out in droves, with Trump remarking on the sheer size of the crowds. And Trump highlighted California's failed policies. He said, I stand before you today in the heart of the majestic Coachella Valley to declare that the Republican Party will always put America first and lead us on to victories like you've never seen before, but because we've become the party of common sense. What a great line. Because in California, there are people that are literally living under a lack of common sense. It's like what is right is now wrong and wrong is now right, and you're just told to suck it up and drive on. Trump went on to say, the radical left Democrats have destroyed the state, but we're going to save it. We're going to make it better than before. And then he brought up Kamala Harris because, remember, she was the attorney general of the state of California. She wants to destroy our country like she did San Francisco, he said. And he went on to call California a paradise lost. He said, but we're going to bring it back. Don't you worry. We're bringing it back. It'll happen fast. We'll stop the murderers from coming in, the drug dealers. He went on to talk about how California was always a beacon of what our country aspired to be. And then he compared and contrasted. So what he did was two things. He reminded the nation of what a statesman looks like. He reminded the nation that you go to the places even where you're not as welcome, because that's what a statesman does. And then when he got there, oh, that's right. He's able to say, the stuff you're dealing with, crowd applauds. Kamala Harris used to be your attorney general, and before that, she was your district attorney of, you know, the San Francisco area. And oh, by the way, she was also your U.S. senator. She presided over your decline. He got to go there and not only see people that just love being seen for once. And he literally got to go there and, like, on her home turf, call her out in a hard way. I think it was epic. I think it was solid. I think it was the right thing to do. While he's there, by the way, he started pointing out some things that people in California are dealing with, like a guy named Eduardo Sarabia, who's an illegal immigrant who was recently arrested in L.A. After viciously raping two women. Illegal immigrant. He went on to talk about that. And then he talked about Victor Hernandez, a guy from El Salvador, who escaped after committing crimes there, who was arrested in Maryland after murdering a lady named Rachel Marin. And he went on to say, my message to the American people is very simple. No person who's inflicted the violence and terror that harass that our states are having to be harassed with or unleashed on our country can ever be allowed to become president of the United States again. That's Kamala Harris, right there in her backyard. He called it her reign of terror, and he said, it ends when I take office. Listen, you can't tell me that wasn't a worthwhile moment. Is he going to win California? No. But he won the hearts of a lot of people in a lot of places because he went to California. And that's a big, big, hairy deal. When we get back, I'll tell you a few more pieces of it that are worth knowing. Things that are just really kind of cool, to be honest. Like, do you know what A-list actor got out there on the stage with him? I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Meatloaf Monday. I think we spent half the break talking about food.
I can always talk about food. I don't have an issue with that.
It was me. It was me doing it, though. I must be hungry or something. But I was so with JP being new to the area here where the Right Side Studios are, I'm trying to verse him up in all the restaurants around here. we got some good eating, and especially if you like good down home eating. We got some good eating. Just saying. All right, so I'm going to keep working through a little bit more on this regaining of lost ground. Why is this important? First of all, because it's lost ground and we want to regain it. I mean, I think that's the obvious. Let's just be clear. I want California back. I did live there for a period of time. It was a, I will say this, it was a tumultuous period in my life as a kid. I was a kid that was heading down some wrong paths, and I was not responding well to life in California. But it did not mean that I did not notice and still have great memories of what a beautiful, beautiful state it was. I mean, places like Huntington Beach were around where I was, the Laguna Hills. I mean, it was the rolling canyons. It was just everywhere you looked, it was just a gorgeous place. So much to offer. I want my California back. How about that? I want the country to take back that which we've lost. I want to know that I've got a president who has not written off whole sections of the country because they just don't fit the narrative, or they don't vote for him in the end. I want to know that I've got a president who's going to say, I'm going to do everything I can to bring back the California of old. What do you call it? A paradise lost. Well, there's a piece here on National Review about the rally that Trump held in California this past weekend. And he called it a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants. And he says in the rally, at one point, Trump said, we are known throughout the world right now as an occupied country, an occupied country. He says, we got people taking over parts of Colorado, too. We have people taking over other states. A lot of states don't want to talk about it because they're embarrassed. But it's no different than if they'd lost a war. Great point. And you know what? The people of California, especially the conservatives and the common sense individuals, even the common sense Democrats, are like, we got to do something different. And while the rally was kind of a get out the vote thing, they know they're not going to win the vote there, but they just prove that we haven't forgotten. And here's the thing. Kamala keeps trotting out, you know, her big hitter endorsements and, you know, people that are going to support her from Hollywood and wherever else. So the other day, not to be outdone, actor Dennis Quaid got on stage with Donald Trump. Dennis Quaid's been around Hollywood for a while. I like his stuff, too. I've always liked Dennis Quaid. I thought, even though I still really think that the best Doc Holliday is going to wind up being Val Kilmer, I thought Dennis Quaid did his own great job of playing Doc Holliday in the Kevin Costner flick about Wyatt Earp. Dennis Quaid's a great actor. But Dennis Quaid also just finished a movie about Ronald Reagan, which I still haven't seen yet. But I'm hearing it's a great biopic. I mean, just a great like documentary biography of the life of one of the greatest Republican leaders, maybe leaders, period, that we've had. Why'd I say maybe? One of the greatest leaders we've had in modern history. And Dennis Quaid himself got up on stage with Trump, and he told the crowd, it is time to pick a side. He said this. He said, God bless you. God bless America. He said, I'm here today to tell you it's time to pick a side. Are we going to be a nation that stands for the Constitution or for TikTok? Are we going to be a nation of law and order or wide open borders? Which is it? Because it's time to pick a side. That's a Hollywood A-lister saying this. And then he went on to say he wants to go back to the place like where Reagan won California in 1980 in a landslide election. That's in my lifetime, y'all. I lived in California right around that time, as a matter of fact. When did I live in California? Yes, I did. I lived in California in 77, 78. And Reagan won California in a landslide in 1980. And Dennis Quaid said this. He says, the issues in 1980 were similar to what they are today. And he went on to say, we were a nation in decline. That's what they told us, he said. Ronald Reagan came along and said, no, we are not a nation in decline. We're going there. And we followed him. It's the same with Trump, he said. My favorite president of the 21st century. And he said, I'm going to ask you a question that Reagan asked America back then. I think it's a question that got him elected. He said, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Anybody with common sense is going to say, no, I'm not. Trump went out there, and he went out there on purpose. Regaining lost ground is important. I say regain. Listen, we've got to fight for California. Now, I'm an Alabama guy, but I'm a statesman. I want my country back. I want to know that the places that we have lost ground in, that we have a plan to get them back. It's going to take effort, but you know what? There was a time when people said in Alabama we would always be a Democrat state. In my lifetime, we were a Democrat state. We had very little Republican representation, and then we began to chink away at it. And the governor's race began to be a a Republican race in my lifetime. I'm talking about in recent years. And then, lo and behold, I got to be a part in 2010 of the takeover of our state legislature. People said it could not happen, and we did it. And there's a great book, and Mike Hubbard was Speaker of the House at the time. Mike Hubbard had a book put out afterwards called Storm in the State House. And it was the roadmap for how he and Del Marsh and Billy Canary from the BCA and Governor Riley and several others, key leaders in the Republican side, they got together and they said, oh, by God, enough's enough. And they put together a campaign, they raised the money, and they went at it. And they took back a state that people said was going to have a Democrat legislature forever. 136 straight years, we had a Democrat legislature in Alabama. Not just that, but a supermajority Democrat legislature controlled by the teachers' union. And we took back ground that we had lost. And we got to do it again, you guys. I say do the same thing for Colorado. I say to do the same. I think we go in there and take back the rest of Arizona. Bring it back to the place when it used to be. Can we regain Washington State? What about Oregon? The Pacific Northwest is gorgeous. You ever spent any time out there? My gosh, what a gem, what a jewel. Why are we just ceding it away to the enemy? Why are we just saying, progressive left, you can have it. We're not going to fight for it anymore. Forget that. You go take back that which was lost. Solidify where we are and take back that which was lost. Now listen, there's going to be other things. I mean, in terms of regaining lost ground, our southern border has got to be part of the lost ground. I'm not going to focus as much on this piece as I did on the state, but part of the lost ground we have right now is our southern border. And we've talked about it so much on this show, and we're going to keep on talking about it. But I will point out, though, that a story that just broke last night, Trump just received the unanimous endorsement from the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol Union has full-throated endorsement of Donald Trump. He went to a rally in Prescott Valley, Arizona on Sunday afternoon. And during the rally, Trump told the crowd he was honored to receive the endorsement of the entire Union of Border Patrol Agents, the National Border Patrol Council. He said it was a great honor. It was said it was unanimous, thousands of people. And then he invited Paul Perez, the president of the National Border Council, on the stage. And Perez said he had a message for everyone in the audience. He said, quote, if we allow Border Czar Harris to win this election, then every city, every community in this great country is going to go to hell. He said the untold millions of people unvetted who she has allowed into this country that are committing murders, rapes, robberies, burglaries, every other crime, they will continue to put our country in peril. Only one man can fix that in this race. That's Donald J. Trump. He's always stood with the men and women to protect the border who put their lives on the line for the country. Listen, here's my point in that. We have not ceded our border. And we will take back lost ground. And there may be portions of Arizona where we have to fight to build the wall, but we're going to have to do it. Texas, you're going to have every bit of cooperation. Texas is going to embrace this. They're going to say, build it. But we have got to take back lost ground. We cannot say to the left, well, okay, that one over there is yours. We'll take this. No, it ain't like that. We're going to lock down what we got. And we're going to take back what we lost. Because that's the statesman-like view. That's the statesman-like view. That's the view that says that our entire country is important. That's the view that says that, yes, there may be enclaves of red in the middle of a blue state, but you know what? We're going to go there and we're going to build out. And we're going to take back that which we have lost. Because if we start ceding ground, like literally saying, it's just not for us anymore. We're never going to get it back. Then you never will get it back. You're guaranteed to miss 100% of the targets you don't shoot at. I say we go for it. Lock it down on what we have and build out what we lost before and get it all back. That's my thought. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears here momentarily. Let's take a break right now there, JP. We'll get a few text messages and take us down to the bottom of the hour. And then I may call an audible here. We may jump on some jackassery coming up pretty soon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.